Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Joel Kane and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Whenever a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. And starting with the liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. And this soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
It's mid-morning at 79 Wistful Vista as we open on a typical domestic scene. Mrs. McGee is on the back porch stuffing laundry in the washing machine. Mr. McGee is sitting in the kitchen, reading her the news in the morning paper.
And it says, when asked who he thought should get the $20 million contract, the senator said he saw nothing wrong in giving his brother the business. How do you like that?
Sounds like it's the taxpayer who's getting the business.
You said it.
Look, McGee, have you anything else for the laundry? Last call, because I'm going to turn on this washing machine, brave soul that I am.
Well, I could give you this sweatshirt I got on, but I'd have to run upstairs and put on something else. You can wash this next week.
Thank you.
Wait till you hear what Truman says about this deal. It says, Mr. Truman said last night that the local politicians at the local level... Mr. Truman said.
Darn this washing machine. What makes this thing act like this?
Oh, you just don't know how to operate it, kiddo. Here, I'll show you. You got it turned on, lid closed. All you do is slap the top and kick it right here.
You the genius.
Yep. I'll take my paper in the living room. It's too noisy out here. If it stops again, just holler.
Don't worry.
She will, too. Swell kid, all right, but no mechanical sense at all. Boy, she didn't have me around here to keep things in working order. I wonder who that is. Come in. Or wait, the door's locked.
Good morning. Mr. McGee?
That's me, Bud.
I'm from the Wistful Vista Gazette, Mr. McGee.
Oh. Well, if it's about our subscription, Bud, I've been meaning to mail a check.
Oh, no. It isn't that at all. I wonder if I could come in and talk to you a few minutes. It's about an article I'm writing.
Oh, sure. Always glad to talk to gents of the press. Let me close that door and we can sit down. Wow. Dead ratted door. Sounds like a rheumatic tomcat. Going to oil that thing one of these days. Sit down.
Oh, thank you. I just like to...
Oh, no, not that chair. Sorry, Bud. That spring is loose. Sit over there on the divan. That's it. We've been meaning to do something about that chair, but, well, furniture is kind of like relatives, you know. After 15 or 20 years, you can't send either of them back.
Yes, I see what you mean.
What you writing in that notebook?
Oh, just a couple of notes on the article I was talking about. It may turn out even better than I thought. You see, Mr. McGee, the Gazette has discovered an interesting fact.
Is that so?
We have discovered that this neighborhood is the exact geographical center of Wistful Vista. And this house is the exact center of this neighborhood.
Yeah? Well, I'm not too surprised to hear that. All my life, no matter what happens, I'm always the guy in the middle.
And what's more, the size of your house, the type of property, the value of your car, they're right in the middle, too. They're average. In other words, Mr. McGee, you and Mrs. McGee look to me like the average Wistful Vista couple.
Well, I like to think of myself as an average red-blooded, civic-spirited American, Bud. I and my wife...
And that's what I'm doing the article about, the average Wistful Vista couple.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I see of you and your home, the more certain I am that you are it. I'd like to bring a photographer over this afternoon and take some pictures.
Pictures? For the paper? Of us? Oh, well, now, I'd have to ask my wife. She's out doing the laundry, but I'm sure she'd be happy to...
McGee, that silly washing machine has stopped... Oh! I didn't know we had company.
Molly, this is Mr. Collins from the Gazette. Mr. Collins, my wife, Mrs. McGee.
Hello, Mrs. McGee.
How do you do, I'm sure. Well, I hope you'll excuse the way I look. Heavenly day, suds all over my hands, my hair in curlers. McGee, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, think nothing of it, Mrs. McGee. I dropped in unexpectedly, and I'm glad.
Mr. Collins is going to put our pictures in the paper, kiddo, as Wistful Vista's most average couple.
Our pictures in the paper?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
I'll be back this afternoon with the photographer, and I'll have the article written by then, too, so you can read it. I'm sure this will turn out just fine.
Oh, wonderful. Wait till Mabel Toop sees our picture.
Yeah, we'll have the whole neighborhood jealous about this, Bud. They'll turn greener than a channel swimmer full of pork chops in a rough sea.
Oh, you'll be famous, all right. Your pictures will be in every edition of the paper.
They'll never forget us. Mr. and Mrs. Fibber McGee. Why, we'll be used for wrapping more lunches than any other family in town.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They're prescription-quality vitamins in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamins contain vitamin B12. Buy a package at the drugstore today. You'll be surprised at how inexpensive this important protection actually is. Ask for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with a big red one.
Oh, I think that's just wonderful, Mr. McGee. You're going to have your picture in the paper.
Yep. Hand me that oil can there, will you, Wimp? I want to get the squeak out this front door.
Well, I'll have to confess that I'm properly impressed, too, McGee. Or I will be when I see your putty-colored puss in the Gazette.
Ah, it takes care of the squeak.
I had my picture in the paper one time. It was right after Sweetie Face, that's my big old wife.
Sure.
Sweetie Face found out who it was that put cockleburrs in her gym bloomers. It wasn't a very good picture, though. All you could see between the bandages was one eye.
Well, when you guys see our pictures tomorrow and read about the signal honor for which I and Molly have been chosen... Oh, hey, I got to get busy on that chair there.
I've been wondering why the big chair is upside down. Someone hiding under it, or...
No, it's got a loose spring, and I'm going to tie it down before that reporter
comes. Oh, no, you're not going to fix that sneaky, backstabbing spring that tore its first hole in the seat of my trousers in 1947 and the last one just day before yesterday.
Yes, and I hate to, Doctor. It's going to take a lot of the fun out of your visits.
McGee, I don't like to take the fun out of this visit either, but you've got a lot to do before Mr. Collins comes back.
Okay, Tootsie, I'm working. I got the squeak out of the front door and my hip boots out of the bookcase, and I'll have this spring fixed pretty quick.
Good. I just phoned the beauty salon, and Madam Bertha can do my hair right away, so I should be back here by 2 o'clock.
Well, I'll be watching for your pictures, kids. I gotta run along now. Come on, Wallace, I'll drive you home.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
So long, Collins.
Bye. Now, look, McGee, don't touch anything in the dining room, please. I put our best linen and silver on the table in case they want pictures in there.
Right. I'll take my old raincoat out of here and put my carpet slippers back upstairs.
Please do. Pictures of my house are going to be seen all over town, and I don't want anybody making snide remarks about my housekeeping.
Don't worry. I'll neaten things up around here, and then I'll duck down and get my hair cut.
And remember now, when Mr. Collins and the photographer come, we're on our best behavior.
Betcha.
People all over the state take the Gazette, and we want the whole town to be proud of Wistful Vista's most average couple.
That's us.
This ought to be an interesting feature, Tom. How many pictures do you think you'll want?
Oh, a couple dozen, maybe, Frank. I think the public will eat this story up. They love people like this couple, the McGees.
Nice folks, huh?
Yeah. Oh, a little corny, you know, but real relaxed. Nothing phony. Here, let me read you part of my article. The McGees are truly the average Wistful Vista couple. A couple who could live right next door to you. In the kind of a house that has that wonderful feeling of being lived in.
Ah, good.
Mrs. McGee herself is warm and charming. And McGee, with his tousled hair and his casual, friendly manner, is... Oop, hold it, Frank. Huh? It's the next house on the left. Pull in the driveway and we'll...
Camera's out of the car now, McGee. They're coming up the steps.
Good, good. Is my tie straight? How's this suit look?
Does fine, my... fine. Oh, good. These high heels are killing me.
I'll get it. Ah, do come in, Mr. Collins. We have been awaiting your arrival with great expectations.
Yes, we have. We certainly have, sir.
Well, thank you, Mrs. McGee. You are Mrs. McGee, aren't you?
Oh, of course. You don't think I always look the way I did this morning, do you?
Well, no. No, I guess not. This is Frank Edwards, our photographer, Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Hi,
Mr.
Edwards.
Yeah. Frank.
Let's bring the cameras through the door here to the... Well, the door. It doesn't squeak.
Well, Natch, I oiled it this afternoon. Had the chair fixed, too, and a few other things.
Oh, you're all dressed up. You got your hair cut, a new suit.
Oh, it's not really new, Mr. Collins.
No, this suit is, several months old. I merely feel that the average couple should dress neatly around the house, Mr. Collins.
I feel the same, sir.
Oh, yeah, but high heels and, well...
Mrs. McGee and I would be most unhappy if the citizens of our fair metropolis were to get the impression that Wistful Vista's average couple were, well, shall we say, just average.
Take the cameras back to the car, Frank.
Yeah.
Back to the car, but your pictures.
Yeah, the average Wistful Vista couple.
Our average couple isn't average anymore. Sorry to have bothered you, Mrs. McGee. Goodbye.
How do you like that?
Well, some crust. Gets us all dressed up. This necktie's choking me. Got me working around here all day fixing everything.
Oh, let me get these shoes off.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
When you have a cold, it usually means a session of sneezes, sniffles, watery eyes, and other discomforts. So let me urge you to try Tabsin this season. Tabsin is a modern combination of time-tested relief-giving ingredients, formulated especially to help relieve the sniffles, the sneezes, the watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and the general aches and pains that make a cold so miserable. At any stage of a cold, get Tabsin at your drugstore and start taking it right away. That's T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin.
Well, I see the Gazette got their average family after all, Molly. Look at the pictures of them. Swimming, playing, eating raw fish.
Eating raw fish? What kind of an average family is that?
Well, they couldn't find any human family that fits, so they took pictures at the zoo. Says the average penguin family of Wistful Vista. Cute, aren't they?
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, so long, everybody.
See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson plays Mr. Wimple and Arthur Q. Bryan, Dr. Gamble. The newspaper reporter was Parley Bear. Now, how do you delicately remind somebody that has forgotten to pay you back a loan? That's the problem that worries our hero tomorrow. This is John Wald urging you to hear it then.
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.